The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So I forgot that this weekend is Mother's Day weekend. Thank goodness my mother-in-law reminded my husband. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Aren't you glad, Otto, that your mom called yesterday to remind you and say, what are you doing for Dana for Mother's Day?
I think she was killing two birds with one stone because she was reminding me to do something for you and also reminding me that it was Mother's Day to do something for her.
But I'm not your mom. Ooh. You don't have to do anything for me.
But you're the mother to my child.
But she's your mother.
Of course I'm going to do something for my mom. I always do something. I always get her a massage or a facial. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I do a lot of the same gifts.
Massage, facial, I like. Let's go. Hey,
you can never go wrong with any of those things, too. And I love how the women in your life, Automatic, know that you might need a reminder or two.
Mm-hmm. I just thought I got to do something for my sister, too, because I haven't done anything for her.
I don't think, though, and maybe I'm wrong, you as my husband, I don't think it's your responsibility to necessarily do something for me. It's the children I bore and brought into this world, gave them my entire body for.
They better do something, right?
They need to do something for their mother. Yes, exactly. But I don't expect anything because as a mom, I swear to you, I know this sounds crazy. I don't want anything. You know what I want to do for Mother's Day? Nothing.
Do you know what my mom said I should do for Dana? She was like, just do all her daily tasks. Do her laundry. Do her dishes. I promise you she'll like that more than getting anything else.
I would hate that because you don't do it right. I have to follow you around when you cook and clean and do anything because it's just a big old
mess.
There
went that idea.
Happy Mother's Day.
Let's not completely not count Mother Maddox's suggestion. That's a good suggestion for majority of people out there.
She said she was a way to do it on a budget.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, dude. Yes, dude. And another way to do that, too, is a good old card. Shoot from the corazón.
I love that. Yes, Anthony. I really do love that.
I do want to push back a little bit, Dana, because I do think you are wrong. I think anybody who is involved in the equation of you having a child, i.e. your husband, should be responsible for getting you some type of Mother's Day gift.
You think so, really?
Yeah, I think I'm on the hook for that one.
Yeah, 100%.
Just like you're on the hook for getting me something for Father's Day.
Oh. I always end up buying the gift for Father's Day every single year. I thought it was only going to be like when Ava Maddox was little, but nope, it's been her entire life.
And Dana, do you have anything like any Mother's Day gifts that kind of stand out that you've ever received from either your child or Automatic?
I mean, just the birth of my children. I know that sounds cliche, but there's been no better gift for me than the three girls I brought into the world. And also the fact that they're all doing so well makes me so proud. I'm going to cry.
You've got a lot of pictures you've saved, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I love them so much. And I can't think of any bigger
gift.
I'm literally crying.
I mean, like, Andy,
why you made me cry?
Because that really is like the biggest gift you could give your parents or anybody, right? Is what you just said, too, is knowing that your daughters are okay and are good people. That's constantly what I remind my mother every time I don't buy her a gift.
You're like, look at me, Mom. I'm a productive person in society.
Look at us, Mom. Come on. Me and my brother both go to hot yoga, and neither of us have a substance abuse problem.
You did a great job, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I still remember when we got the news that Matthew Perry, beloved actor from Friends, beloved actor from Fool's Rush, and many bodies of work that I, you know, laughed and loved, when we got the news that he had unfortunately passed away from an accidental overdose. You know, he was in a hot tub. His assistant went to go grab something at the store. By the time he'd come back, he wasn't even gone 15 minutes. The doctor who illegally prescribed ketamine to Matthew Perry has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Her name is Jasveen Sanga, known as the Ketamine Queen. Remember her and another physician were joking, how much can we get from this idiot? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you got 15 years. And his family stood before the court. They stood before the judge and they asked for him to throw the book at her. And that's exactly what he did. He gave her the maximum allotted time. Obviously, we wanted Matthew to get help, right? That's the root of the problem here. But when you have access to drugs like this, when someone like Matthew Perry, who has an enormous amount of money, can call a doctor and this doctor can put aside their ethic and do this, you got to go to jail.
I mean, to me, it's even worse than just being a street drug dealer because
you're
taking an oath to help people and you're out there slanging drugs. And it's not good. I'm glad you got 15 years.
Anthony, I'm glad you got me to watch Friends because I had never watched it and I didn't know what the hype was about. Oh my gosh.
Friends is a cornerstone. It's an American content and media and what we used to call pop TV culture. Shows. Pop culture. Yeah, it was one of the biggest. And it taught me so many life lessons. Like, I always joke that, like, my step-parents, Ross Chandler and Joey, because my mom would always just come home from work, and then she would go out to go do a couple classes at community college, and then she would leave Friends on for us, and then she would come back
cue
home.
Cue the Friends instrumental. Now you can watch it on demand, but back in the day, you'd have to wait to watch it. Only once a week, an episode would drop.
You had to wait till, I think it was Thursdays.
How do you know it was Thursdays, Otto?
My freshman year of college, I lived next door to this girl, Erin, and she was obsessed with Friends. And she would have Friends parties where watch Friends. And she would invite like 20 people over and we'd all watch Friends together. And to be honest, I really wasn't into Friends that much before that. And after that, I became a huge fan.
Oh, that is so cool, though. Throwing parties.
It was like I was living Friends while watching Friends.
Right. No. So obviously, I watched it for the first time after Anthony convinced me and fell in love with it. My favorite moment, Chandler didn't want to get married. Remember to Monica? Remember, he was like apprehensive. He had cold feet. And then when they said their wedding vows, oh my gosh, it touched me so much.
Monica, I thought this was going to be the most difficult thing I ever had to do. But when I saw you walking down that aisle, I realized how simple it was. I love you. Any surprises that come our way, it's okay, because I will always love you. You are the person I was meant to spend the rest of my life with.
I literally got chills just now, just listening to that. So, Manny, you've been on hold for a minute. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. So you watched Friends. What was your favorite moment?
All right, I got three memorable ones. How you doing?
How you doing?
Joey, how you doing? Yes.
And it was with the food, right?
Yes.
So anytime I see something, and that reminds me of Anthony, right?
Yeah. And,
you know, with the hot dog, right?
Yes. Okay. How you doing? yeah. That's another then, show,
that's
though.
That's kind of wild to say that to a hot dog.
And then Ross, when they're moving the couch, you know, into the apartment, and he's yelling, pivot!
Yes, that is so funny! Oh, my gosh, that was hilarious! That's hilarious.
And then the other one, because I have a cat, and my son never wants to clean up after him. You know, the little dog.
Smelly cat!
Smelly cat jingle. What are they feeding you?
Yes! Yeah. I love it. It's such a great show. You know, some people make fun of it, like, oh, the background laughing and this and that. It was just a show about life, obviously embellished, and it was about friendship. You know that part of your life where you just leave home and you're not married yet, and your friends are your family. You're not in a serious relationship. You don't have kids, and you're relying on the people around you to fulfill that happiness. And man, when it ended, oh my gosh, I cried.
I cried too.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes.
I was like, no more Central Perk.
I know.
Oh. You guys have to go to the new house right away, or do you have some time? We got some time. Okay, should we get some coffee?
Sure.
Okay.
Where?
That iconic moment when they walk out of that apartment, it makes me emotional right now thinking about it, especially since we lost Matthew Perry too soon. But the great thing is, as his family conveyed, is that we have the beautiful body of work that he left behind.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love playing Who's Lying because we give away free Dana Cortez Show merch, hoodies, or t-shirts. Woo! 877-730-DCS1. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Are you ready to play Who's Lying? You ready to do this? Woo! What's your name?
Angelica.
Angelica, you're caller 9. We're going to play Who's Lying. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so excited.
I want you to win.
Okay.
Myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., are each going to go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves. We're trying to be your new favorite morning show. In order for us to do that, we need to establish a relationship. Here's the catch. One of us will be telling a big, fat lie. If you can guess correctly who it is, you get to choose between a DCS hoodie or a t-shirt. I'm going to go first. So, girl, I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to shine shoes. That was one of my first jobs. I was a young mom, so I had to get any job I could, right? So I would pull up to the boot shop, and sometimes these cowboys would take their shoes off. I'm not going to lie. Wasn't always the freshest, but they were always kind to me, always made good tips, and I even learned how to steam hats. So it was always cool.
DJ Automatic here. I started working pest control and tree service at age 10. I was a brush boy who would clean up all the branches and the leaves. I'd throw them in the back of the truck, and then I'd have to jump on them to, you know, push them down, and that sucked because it would always cut me up. But I did pest control and tree service until my DJ career took off and my dad fired me for sleeping in the truck.
Oh! So you work for your dad. You work for your family business.
Yeah, I work for my family business. Yes.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And I actually went to trade school for plumbing and did a little bit of an apprenticeship as well, too. And that's really where I first kind of learned my comedic ability, I guess, from constantly making the class laugh and whatnot. But I learned about 6 months in that career was not for me. But my family still counseled me to fix fixtures and whatnot. So, yeah.
Okay. Angelica, somebody in the studio is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you get to choose between a Dana Cortez Show hoodie or T-shirt. Who's lying?
Anthony A.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Wow! Yeah. Woo! I didn't believe myself.
Yeah. I even thought, I was like, what is he saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what I was saying. I thought he had it, but I didn't.
He said I have to do their fixtures.
Yeah.
I was like, what's a fixture? What are you doing?
I was trying to get my mouth to stop working, but it just kept going.
Oh, my gosh. Angelica, can you think back?
What was your first job?
Yeah, what was one of your first jobs?
First job was working at Wendy's in the mall in the food court.
Oh, that's cool. That was a cool job. Being somebody working at the mall. Oh, that's the best. Plus, you got a discount on the food, girl.
Was it during 99-cent bacon cheeseburger time?
Yes, and so that was awful. Oh.
Would you get a free meal?
Yes, you would.
I would have had so many Frosties and French fries. Gosh.
You made yourself sick, Otto. Okay, thank you for making us your new number one morning show, too. It means the world to me. Congratulations. Woo! Ow! Hold on. Gosh, I'm glad we got a winner. She got it. She knew Anthony when he said, I don't know what he said.
I don't know what you were saying,
but
yeah.
Fixtures or something. Okay, same time, same place. Next week, you want to play Who's Lying? We'll be right here. And, of course, we'll be back with more coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's official. One of the biggest trends of the past 10 years is done. It's over. The BBL, the Brazilian butt lift, is out of style.
You mad about that one, Ant?
Shout out to the great BBL. It was down for like almost 2 decades, right,
really,
Dana, at least?
Did. Yeah, close to 2 decades. Definitely the person who influenced the BBL was Kim Kardashian and her natural behind, which...
Are you sure it was natural?
100%.
It sure does look different now.
It does now. Well, now it's small again, right? So her behind was always bigger than what the Hollywood norm was known for. And she says, I remember when Jennifer Lopez stepped on the scene, because J-Lo's got a nice
curvy
backside
woman, yeah,
as well. She's very curvy. She said she finally felt represented, right? And then there was a moment that you saw Kim Kardashian like, what's going on back there? And she was probably getting injections or something. I don't know.
What possessed women, though, to like change their entire bodies?
For me, why I've changed my body so many times, I think it's just insecurity. I really do believe
but
that.
But you've never gotten a BBL?
I wanted to, but I was too scared.
And what did I tell you?
And I couldn't take the time off. In truth, that's why I didn't do it. Our good friend, Dr. Franco, he's known as the king of BBLs. You know, he's not doing the big BBLs anymore. I just texted him. I said, man, we should have asked you to be on the show. He's doing something called a Pilates BBL.
Oh.
So it looks more natural because Kylie Jenner obviously has had something.
She definitely had a BBL because you see her before and afters.
But she looks great. Whoever surgeon, whatever injection, she looks amazing. Cardi B went to a basement.
And got injections, right?
Yes. And got, you know, and she said, don't ever do this.
Can't that kill you?
Yes. There have been so many people, Otto, that have lost their lives. And she said, I don't know what I was thinking. You know, she was a nighttime ballerina at the time, and she wanted to enhance her body. And she said this summer whenever her tour wraps up, she's actually going to go to Colombia to have everything fixed because she says it causes her problems. So anyway.
What is SZA going to do? Because I know, doesn't she regret having all that work done?
I don't know. She doesn't really talk about it. You know, Anthony, remember when we sat down with SZA, how shy she was, and she was definitely worried about her looks. She wouldn't even do the camera interview.
Yeah, and what is astonishing to me is because she's also a very beautiful woman. So
right?
I think this kind of goes to the point of, like, you know, whenever a person is looking to get these cosmetics procedures done, it's all internal. And for whatever reason it is that you want to get it done, go ahead and get it done, as long as it's done right.
And it's so crazy to me how natural is back. When in reality, that should just be what it is. You want to enhance yourself. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But
somebody needs to tell Madonna that natural's back and have her get rid of whatever that was that she did.
Oh, automatic. Dominic, you're a little Joan Rivers today, aren't you,
you
bud?
You really are.
Well, Dana's got me Googling all these pictures, and I'm like, I looked up bad BBLs, and I'm like, wow.
The fact that your wife is allowing you to look at BBLs openly, just consider yourself blessed, my friend.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I've had time to really look over everybody at the Met Gala, and I'm going to tell you who I think was the worst dressed. But first, let's talk about Beyonce, because my goodness, didn't she look amazing? She shut the carpet down, and she did an interview, and she never does. And Beyonce was excited because her daughter Blue was there.
She looks so beautiful. This is incredible to be able to share it with her. Experiencing this through the eyes of Blue and being able to relax.
And celebrating.
Juicy, curvy, thin, tall, whatever. Just celebrating whatever God gave you.
Her dress was covered in Swarovski crystals. It looked like a skeleton. I can't even describe it. It was just stunning. Best dressed of the night, hands down. Yeah, the worst dressed, Lauren Sanchez.
Who's Lauren Sanchez?
That's Jeff Bezos' wife. And her dress was just not spectacular.
Emma said she was the best dressed.
Oh, I'm sure she paid plenty of money for that. Mama, let me talk to you about something. She looks like she's wearing a bridal gown. Like she's part of the bridal party.
She's got a nice figure.
She's got a beautiful figure. She has no friends, though. Because somebody should have told her, why are you wearing this? She looks like she's inside
of a wedding.
Yeah. Yes, she looks like a bridal party member, bridesmaid. And I'm going to tell you something else. And you know I am all about love and empowerment. She has no friends because somebody's got to tell her to stop doing that to her face. Stop it. Stop it. Somebody around her needs to tell her, stop putting that crap in your face, girl. You don't even look the same anymore. And you're the richest, like one of the richest people on earth. Nobody loves her. God, well, somebody. When I came home with those lips, Otto, what did you tell me?
That doesn't look good.
You told me you look foolish, you look ridiculous. So somebody needs to tell her, you look foolish, you look ridiculous, girl. Mm. It's not okay. somebody else who disappointed, and I love her and God, Rihanna.
Oh.
It's been three strikes so far, and I love her. You know what a fan I am. I got to meet her, and I didn't even wash my hand forever. I took a bath that night. I was just like, man, I'm out of the bathtub. I don't know what's going on, but her husband, A$AP Rocky, upstaged her.
He dressed better than she did?
Yes, he looked fly.
I mean, he is a fashion guy.
I was happy to see that Blake Lively was out on the beige carpet. She and Justin Baldoni settled their lawsuit.
I will say Blake Lively looked like a princess.
Gosh, she looked so good. She looked so amazing. Now, we all know, obviously, this is getting more attention right now because of The Devil Wears Prada 2, which was based on Anna Wintour. Anna Wintour actually did an interview. She doesn't speak on camera very often either. And we've all heard Miranda Priestly. But this is what Anna Wintour sounds like.
Not only is it great for fashion, it's also incredibly important to the economic health of New York City itself. If you think about the hotels that we fill and God knows how many hairdressers we give work to and indeed the drivers, it's just a ripple effect. And it's no longer one night only. It's a whole week of occasion.
It reminded me of Miranda Priestly telling Andy, this is a billion-dollar business. There are people employed here because of that. And you're wearing that blue sweater because...
Cerulean,
exactly. It really reminded me of that, though, because although this does seem superficial, they're raising money for a good cause, and they're employing thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Why did Bad Bunny look like Will Ferrell in a nice suit last night?
He said he wanted to express himself. Bad Bunny is probably the biggest artist, most listened to artist in the world right now. We know that for sure. He looks like an 83-year-old man. He actually did an interview as well with Lala Anthony.
Always try to do something different and... This day of the Met is a perfect day to you explore and be creative.
Y Benito, ¿cuántas horas para hacer esto? How many hours?
53 years. Exactly, 53 years.
It looks like it.
It took a little bit, but it worth it.
That's funny. He's himself 53 years from now. That picture is pretty amazing, too. I didn't even recognize him.
I really thought, I was like, wow, Will Ferrell looks way older and he lost some weight.
I doubt anybody would recognize him. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. The photos are in my story. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.